And that storyteller is Janet Embox.
I'll just hold on to it to make sure it's me. When I was a kid, I was enchanted by dance. I started dancing when I was 3 years old in a class that was more advanced than I was. The teacher kept pointing out that we were not listening when she said, "Don't stick out like a little duck." And I wasn't listening when she said, "Skip," because I couldn't quite coordinate that. So I galloped. It was enough to get me into the gingerbread choir for Hansel and Gretel, which was that year's opera. And I found another enchantment, costumes. The gingerbread girls wore round skirts, completely circular skirts, that their mothers had made out of some brown material that was encrusted with glitter. I got to take my costume home. I put it in the dress-up box, and the rest of the year, practically, there were little drifts of glitter all over our house. I started ballet when I was in grade school, and I still had trouble with the skipping. It's called jeté when you're in ballet. But there I was, quite sure that I would be a ballerina. Quite sure. I read a lot of things, including those stories about the ballets, the classic ballets, Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty, and the tragic Giselle, who danced herself into madness when she was rejected. There was also a young adult book that had a dancer, a girl who came back to dance class after the summer with much better technique, sort of magically much better technique, so good that she was chosen as the music box dancer for the recital. There were themes of, you know, jealousy and retribution. But for me, the story was about magically becoming a better dancer. Magically. Well, I think that was the year that I got a leotard. You know, leotards are those stretchy black things that look like swimming suits with sleeves. I really wanted a tutu. Not just a tutu because it was a great costume, but a tutu because it's a tool of dance. You can't see your feet if you're wearing a tutu, so you might as well stand up straight. The sales lady suggested that maybe a tutu was not my best choice. She told me it made me look a little hippie. And that was before the summer of love in San Francisco. The next year, I got a tutu. Well, sort of. It was on the ballerina doll that I had. I call her Giselle. She was tall, 18 to 24 inches, and she had a cap of red gold hair. But best of all, she was fully jointed, which means that she could reproduce all of the ballet positions. She could plié and relevé and jeté and, well, thank you. All of this was more than 50 years ago. And I thought, Giselle, I hadn't been thinking about Giselle for a long time. And I hadn't been thinking, I'd pretty much given up the fact that I could be a dancer. And then there was an article in the Salt Lake Tribune about Ballet West's beginning course for beginning ballet for adults. That was me. For a small fee, I could dance in a Ballet West studio with a ballet mistress, wearing ballet shoes if I wished. I clicked right over to the ballet dance to the equipment sites, looking for ballet slippers in women's size 11. And as I did that, my shoulders dropped, my collarbones widened, my hips turned out, and the little imaginary string at the top of my head pulled my neck tall and long, and I'm still enchanted by dance. Oh.